Hi, Marty Lurie on KMBR 680, along with Michael Morse. Boy, they talk about adjustments in baseball. I do the shows, and I'm saying, gee, the guy's 2-for-34. And all of a sudden, 2-for-34 turns into a home run and a major single.
Well, I had no clue I was 2-for-34, but thanks for telling me.
Close.
No, it just you just make adjustments. It's a long season, man. We don't look at stuff like that. You know, just go out and just play your best you can that day, make an adjustment with the pitcher's throwing to, and you know, if you don't make adjustments, then you end up going longer than 2-for-34.
No, I didn't want to scare you with that, but you know, but we knew you were going to break out of it. Let's put it that way.
Thanks.
All right. Playing in this park, for years I take calls about people saying, oh, they want to bring in the fences, it's too big, it's this and that. And I said, just get the right hitters here, and they can take care of it. Do you feel that way?
Yeah. You know, it's a big park, but, you know, like in the past, a lot of people have made great careers here, so it's nothing to be scared of or nothing like that. It's baseball. You know, baseball is baseball. So, you know, I never look at places I play or places I'm going to play. You just go out and try your best.
Have you always been like a strong opposite field hitter? And I know you've done that when you came here. People talked about the balls to right center in Washington and all that. Is that the way you've been your whole career?
Pretty much. You know, I've always heard that, you know, it's always good to go the other way. You know, there's a lot of great hitters. You know, take the ball, you know, see it deep, let it travel, see it deep, and use the whole field, you know. And, you know, I think it helps me, you know, in my game, especially like we're talking about adjusting to pitchers and what they pitch to. So, you know, you know, trying to just keep it easy. You know, it's kind of like the same thing Buster does.
Yeah.
All right. Playing first base. And did you have a first baseman's glove? Did you have one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. I got every Met.
All right. But the transition and watching, you know, just think about watching a game from the outfield. And, of course, you're out there alone. The pitcher's throwing. And maybe you're seeing where the catcher sets up. Next thing you know, you're talking to people at first base. You're thinking about throws coming over. What's the mental adjustment you have to make?
It's actually more relaxing. You're in the game more. You know, you're not thinking about your last at bat. You're not thinking about your bat you're about to have. You know, you're more into the game, and actually the game goes quicker. And you know, it's fun. You're closer, more involved. You're getting throws. You're going to the bag, like you said. You're talking to players at first. Not talking just to talk, but talking to actually. Get their mind off of what's going on. Hopefully they forget how many outs there are or something. But yeah, you know, it's not as lonely out there in the outfield.
You know, it's funny, Michael Morse with us. I always wonder what you say to people. What do you say? Because you know everybody in baseball pretty much. What do you say when someone comes down?
It depends. You know, sometimes you'll just be talking about them, you know, their swing and, you know, the hit they just got and stuff. Something to just get their mind off of the pitcher for a minute and hopefully, you know, they get a bad jump or, you know, something happens that maybe they get picked off. Who knows? But, you know, you never know what you can hear. You can also hear, you know, sometimes if they're going to run, if they're going to steal or something, you know. So, you know, anything you can get back to the team is good.
All right, now what if they do it to you? Now you're down there a lot. You get on base, you get a lot of hits, and now the first baseman comes up to you and starts talking about, "Hey, wasn't it great in Miami when you grew up?"
Yep, keep your mouth quiet. when I hear a first baseman start talking to me like that, I know what's going on. So I tell him, "Hey, two outs," and that's it.
You know, I was asked a question today about Hunter Pence in the two spot, and I said, boy, a guy gets on base a lot. He's really adapted to it. He'll hit the other way. He'll let Pagan run a little bit. And I said, you know, the happiest guy is Morse because he gets a lot of RBIs. How do you like Pence so far?
Man, he brings so much to the game, man. He's so energetic, and the way he goes out and plays 110% every day. And, you know, when he's on first base, I tell him, man, he comes up to me and asks me, man, I want to go. I say, you go. It doesn't matter what the count is. You go to second because I know from there you score on any base hit. So, you know, he's a dynamic player, especially him and Pagan up there in the front, man. It's awesome.
Can you tell when he's going to go? And he is a good base stealer. I mean, it's Pagan and Pence, really, are the two base throws on the ball club. And let's say you're up and you get a, you know, like a 2-0 count and, you know, they can't pitch out. Can you read him a little bit?
No, not really. You know, I'm too focused on the pitch, the pitcher and the But, you know, I can kind of I know early in the counts and stuff that he might go. So in case the pitcher, you know, throws the ball and then he's going in the side of my eye, you know, I'll take the pitch. You know, I'd rather hit with two strikes with him on second than, you know, no strikes with him on first.
Great to talk to you. Very nice. Have a good trip, and we'll see you when you get back.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, that's Michael Morse right here on KMBR 680, the sports leader.